USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp declared a state of emergency following an uptick in shootings over the 4th of July weekend that injured 31 people and killed 5 after weeks of violent crime and property destruction in Atlanta. The move authorizes the activation of 1,000 National Guard troops to protect state property and properly patrol the streets. Other cities are grappling with a wave of gun violence over the long weekend. At least 6 children were killed in a series of shooting incidents in New York City that saw 8 people killed and over 44 shot. In Chicago, where gun violence has led to record-level shootings in recent years, more than 67 people were shot over the weekend, and at least 13 were killed, including 7 children. And one of the Atlanta shootings happened next to the Wendy's fast food restaurant where Rayshard Brooks was killed by a police officer last month. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A statue of abolitionist Frederick Douglass was ripped from its base in Rochester, New York, on the anniversary of one of his most famous speeches delivered in the city in 1852. Police said the statue was taken from Maplewood Park, a site along the Underground Railroad, where Douglass and Harriet Tubman helped shuttle slaves to freedom. In a morning tweet, President Trump blamed anarchists for the incident. The statue was found at the brink of the Genesee River Gorge, about 50 feet from its pedestal. A federal judge sided with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and ordered the Dakota Access Pipeline to shut down until more environmental review is done. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said the pipeline, which has been in operation 3 years, remains highly controversial under federal environmental law, and a more extensive review is necessary. In a 24-page order, Boasberg wrote he was mindful of the disruption such a shutdown will cause, but had concluded the pipeline must be shut down immediately. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As pressure continues to mount for presidential candidate Joe Biden to choose an African-American woman as his running mate, an online battle has erupted over the Wikipedia page for Senator Kamala Harris, with a significant uptick in edits that reflects a pattern that was once seen in 2016 ahead of the vice presidential nomination of Tim Kaine under Hillary Clinton. Wikipedia has now put the page under discretionary sanctions, as there have been over 500 revisions to the page since May 9th, most of which were made by one editor. Kamala Harris was announced to Joe Biden's shortlist of vice presidential candidates over the weekend. Despite a number of players opting out of the regular season, the usual 162-game marathon is being replaced by a 60-game sprint, and now that abbreviated schedule has been announced. Each team will play 10 games against the other teams in its own division for a total of 40 games. Each team will play 20 interleague games against the teams in its corresponding divisions, for example, the American League East versus the National League East, and 6 of those 20 games will be against their interleague rival, such as Yankees versus Mets, White Sox versus Cubs. Opening day will be July 23rd, with 2 games being played, including the Washington Nationals against the New York Yankees. The regular season is scheduled to end September 27th. And don't forget about the rule changes for 2020. Universal designated hitter, 3 batter minimums for pitchers, and extra innings will start with a runner on second base. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.